time tells us, probably not the temperature, but the time tells us that it's time for our community, where we look at our community calendars and look at our institutional partners and say, hey, what's happening this week? So we've got Adam Baldwin with the Anchorage Museum. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I hear it's a big number for the museum this year.
It is. It's our 50th anniversary. So we started in 1968, and it's been a really great ride since. So we're excited to celebrate it.
The big 5-0. So, you know, as an Alaskan institution, that's a big deal.
It is. We're one of the older museums of our size, and, you know, we've received such amazing community support over those years that it's really allowed us to expand both the building and our mission, and I think that, you know, the museum really shows how much the community's invested in our institution, so we're really excited to be able to celebrate with our community.
And kind of looking at the mission and how has that evolved over the years, over the course of time?
Sure. So when we opened the doors in 1968, we started with less than 200 objects and 1,500 images on loan from the Cook and the Historical Society. We were pretty much just a small regional history museum. And since then, we've expanded 4 times. We've included art. You know, we became the Anchorage Museum of History and Art some years ago. And then recently, when we incorporated the Imaginarium, we're now a science center as well. So we keep, you know, growing and trying to be able to fit more of the needs to our community.
And it seems like the cultural focus has totally expanded as far as, like, looking at Native cultures compared to maybe 20 years ago, for sure.
Sure. Well, the big change for us there was the opening of the Smithsonian Arctic Studies Center. They started an office with us in 1992, and then that set the foundation for us and the Smithsonian Arctic Studies loan, which opened in 2010, which is the largest loan in the history of the Smithsonian. Over 600 of the most culturally significant Native Alaskan artifacts here on display. And so it's really a world-class display, and it really allows us to tell the story of the indigenous people of Alaska in a way that we just couldn't before.
And when we were working with the museum a couple of years ago for the Frontier of Change Project, a kind of a joint thing with the museum and KNBA, we're amazed to hear the throughput, like how many people come through the doors every year.
Indeed. We get over 200,000 people visit the museum as a museum each year, which is, I'm quite certain, the highest in the state. And then about another 50,000 people come for other events and private events and all that. So 250,000 people visitation a year. And now that we just opened the new wing with the new Art of the North Gallery and the refurbished Alaska exhibition, we're expecting a record number this year as well. It's going to be our first summer where we get to share those new spaces with our out-of-town visitors. And we're really excited to see what they think.
And I was thinking about, like, oh, yeah, 250,000. And then when I was down there checking things out that year, I was like, wow, okay, this is 250,000 with a construction zone as well as sort of a parking situation. And now that it's all cleaned up and, like, ready to go, I'm thinking, gee, this is going to be a bigger year.
It is. I mean, we have such fantastic exhibits on display right now, too. Unsettled, which is a partnership with the Nevada State Art Museum. It's a really beautiful look at the West. It's Unsettled, which is a partnership with the Nevada State Art Museum. It's a really beautiful look at the West, its mythology and sort of its anti-mythology. And it's a really nice opportunity for Alaskan artists. There's a lot of Alaskan Native contemporary artists there alongside other artists like Georgia O'Keeffe or Chris Burden. And it's a beautiful, beautiful exhibit. We also have a Ray Troll exhibit, which is about the fossil record of North America and more specifically about Alaska, and it's absolutely fantastic. So people have really enjoyed coming here.
And so in celebration of this 50-year thing, I've heard that there's special pricing.
Yeah, so it was a little bit nebulous as to what the original pricing was at the museum with the records. And so what we did was we took our current pricing structure and we basically said, what would that be in 1968 dollars? So for this day only, Admission to the museum is $2.17 for locals. So it's nearly free. It's just a couple bucks to get in. And we have, I'll be doing some tours of the museum that will be talking about the history of it. And then we also have a cake and a little celebration at noon to celebrate our 50th anniversary. We have movies from 1968 playing in the atrium. And then we also have at noon, we'll also be having a performer performing songs from 1968 as well. So there'll be a lot of fun sort of tied in things there. But it's also International Museums Day today. So that's part of why we're celebrating.
So if you're just joining us, I've been talking with Adam Baldwin of the Anchorage Museum, and we've been talking about the 50th anniversary celebration that's happening today, as well as some of the history of the museum. So you mentioned cake. That's you've piqued my attention, and I'm sure there's
what would a birthday be without cake, right?
Right, and so. You know, will there be candles, 50 years?
Yeah, well, we'll have two candles. Flame is an issue at the museum, a little more stringent upon those rules. So we'll just have two candles, a 5 and a 0. But we'll sing happy birthday to the museum and blow those out. And then cake will be available to anybody who's there to celebrate with us. And then we'll also have some sparkling cider and things of that nature. Just a small celebration of our 50th anniversary.
And this is kind of in that Alaskan style where... Really, the birthday's during the most busy season, but we're going to celebrate it early, right?
Indeed. Our actual birthday is on July 18th, but as kids growing up in Alaska know that might have a birthday in the middle of summer, it's hard to get Alaskans out for those days. You know, everyone's so busy with the camping and the fishing and all the exciting things that we do for summer, so we decided to move it up a little bit to celebrate it on International Museums Day and just make those two things come together. So that's why we're doing it today.
That sounds fantastic. You know, that kind of resonates with me because I've got a June birthday, and I remember that, I remember how touching it was once when my sister arranged for the scow, we were commercial fishermen, for the scow to have a cake on board, and we went to deliver the fish, and lo and behold, it was almost like my first birthday cake. I was like, what is this, like a cake on my birthday? I was like tearing up, and I was like, it's just salt water, there's fish slime in my eyes. Anyway, so I wish you well with that cake, and I can certainly resonate with that and probably come by and taste some, too. So how late is the museum open today?
Sure. We're open in the summer between May and September. We're open every single day from 9 to 6, with the exception of the first Fridays of each month, where we're open until 9 p.m. So it's really easy to remember, just 9 to 6 every single day.
It sounds pretty good, and... And so does the programming change throughout the year as far as when you're entering the summer season? Do things change a little bit as far as the operations and what we look for to describe to our visitors?
Sure. We tend to do a little bit of a pivot for summer. We change our hours a little bit to make it easier for tour groups to be able to count on us being open. So then we go from being open 6 days a week to being open 7. And then we tend to focus our exhibits on more Pan-Alaskan things in the summer. And then we do summer docent tours from Memorial Day through Labor Day that are three times a day for our summer visitors so that they can learn about Alaskan history and all those things. And then in the fall, we pivot more back towards our local population, where we do a little bit more exciting experimental programs. Our exhibits tend to be a little less Alaska specific. And then we start to be open late on all Friday nights for a program called Polar Nights, where we have music and a little bit more programming for younger audiences.
I certainly remember we were talking about earlier this year about the Polar Nights, as well as urban homesteading. That was kind of an interesting program, and these different things that you guys think up, and it's like, how do you come up with these great ideas?
Well, you know, there's a lot of creative and enthusiastic people that work at the museum, and we, you know, really put a lot of effort into our programming, trying to make sure that there are stuff for everybody. You know, some people think that a museum is just a place where you go and you look at a challenging piece of art for 20 minutes in quiet contemplation. And that's not really the only kind of people that can enjoy the museums. We try to do a lot of different exhibits and programming so that we try to appeal to everybody. So no matter what you're into, if it's outdoor recreation, if it's food, if it's music, If it's design, we try to really have a lot of different programs that will appeal to you. One of the best programs that we have coming up is our Lunch on the Lawn series, which is become a very family-friendly program or family-specific program on every Tuesdays in June, July, and August. When the weather is good, we have artists that come out on our lawn and musicians. We have food trucks, and we can get several hundred people there on a sunny day, and it's a really fun opportunity for people to come and just have a picnic and enjoy the beautiful grounds that we have at the Anchorage Museum. So Lunch on the Lawn has become a real local favorite.
I remember seeing that, too. Well, I'd like to thank you for coming out. Adam Baldwin with the Anchorage Museum has been our guest today. Talk about the Abbey birthday, 50th birthday celebration at the museum today. Anything else you'd like to add?
I just hope people, if they have the opportunity today, to come on down and check us out. You know, if you haven't seen us in a little while, you'd be surprised how much is new at the Anchorage Museum. So hopefully we'll get to see you here.
Thanks so much.